Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mirazza. Happy Tuesday to you. We take out the trash with a Trash Tuesday and continue my farewell. It's the best of the DA show now.
But we begin with the running backs yesterday. Yesterday, 4 o'clock Eastern time, was the deadline to sign long-term deals or take that franchise tag and like it. So, Tony Pollard, Saquon Barkley, and Josh Jacobs all in the same boat. They didn't want to have to take the franchise tag, a one-year deal at $10 million. They'd rather have long-term deals, longer-term security, more guaranteed money. They did not get it. None of them signed a long-term extension. Add that to Austin Eckler, who wanted a long-term deal from the Chargers, or trade me. And he didn't get that either, and nobody wanted to trade for him. And the other running backs around the NFL that also found themselves staring at a brick wall. And so what's the lesson in the running backs getting stiffed? It is where we begin, your cold open.
From a player's aspect, we have no control of that. I have no control. So really who we want answers from is the ownership. Like, why are you doing this? What's the reasoning? Like, give us, like, they don't, you aren't interviewing them about it. Like, how many owners have you talked to about this? You know, zero. For whatever reason, right, they got this thing going on where it's like a new trend. Let's not pay these guys. I don't know. Maybe they're just testing us. Like, hey, let's see what happens. But, you know, you poke the bear, you know, and, you know, you're going to make us have to do something.
I don't believe it.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
All right. That was Austin Eckler on with Zach Gelb. Evenings here on CBS Sports Radio. So the solution for running backs is they've got to band together, and their agents have to band together, and they have to have some type of movement or statement in unison. I heard Pablo Torre mention this, and maybe they need a sub-union within the union, because one position and one position only is getting squeezed, and all of these guys are going to keep losing. And that's the lesson here, is that if you are a running back and you want more, quit wishing. It's not happening. And I think all of these guys, specifically Saquon Barkley, specifically made a mistake yesterday. Specifically Saquon. I think if you're Saquon and you were a couple of million dollars away from what the Giants offer was, Big Blue, I think you take it. If you're quibbling over a handful of millions of dollars, you just take it. Now, if you're tens of million dollars apart, okay. But here's why you take it. Because for Josh Jacobs, for Saquon Barkley, and for Tony Pollard, who had to accept the franchise tags yesterday, if their grand dream is fine, we'll eat it this year, and then a year from now, we're free agents and we'll show you. Well, the team can franchise you again. Or you're a year older. And every year that lapses for a running back, you become less desirable. You know, it's like a woman feeling her age and she's still single. going, every year I get older, I feel like I get farther away from getting married. If you're a running back, it doesn't help you to let a year elapse and then try it again. So to me, all of these running backs should have just taken the deal that was put in front of them instead of taking this one-year deal because, well, yes, you can say, well, they're betting on themselves. Fine, but you're betting on yourself at a violent position, at a position of the NFL where injuries are commonplace. And so, sure, Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, and Tony Pollard could go out and have career years, just like Jacobs had last season, and rush for 1,600 yards and 15 touchdowns and make all pro. But that also doesn't necessarily make you more enticing to the next team because they look at you and say, you got used up last year. You're a year older. That's less carries for us. So if I'm an agent there or I'm those running backs, I hammer home. Look, we either move in unison to try to create some pressure, and you heard Eckler mention it there, that they're trying to force us to do something. But what is there to do? That they're going to hold out? Because here is the next point. Sure, Saquon Barkley can hold out just like Le'Veon Bell and say, I'm not reporting then. I'll hold out the year and I'll hit the free agent market a year from now. But again, does that help him? Because he's a year older and the Le'Veon Bell precedent didn't work. The Jets spent a ton of money on Le'Veon Bell after he sat out that full season for the Steelers. And he was crap. And then he just had a Instagram video over the weekend where he apologized to Steelers fans for leaving and said, that was a mistake. I made a mistake. So your precedent doesn't help you here. Secondly, running backs are victims of their own success. Why are teams doing this? Because they go, if we don't have Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard, and Josh Jacobs, yes, we lose a good player. But we think we can find another good player. Two of those guys were in this draft, okay? I'm sorry, the 2019 draft. And here's where the running backs got picked. Jacobs went in the first round, 24th overall to the Raiders. He was the only first round running back. Miles Sanders went in the second round, 53rd overall. Tony Pollard went in the fourth round, 128th overall. For the Cowboys, you don't think they go, we just paid Ezekiel Elliott boatloads of cash, and we found his replacement in the fourth round. We're not going to then spend a boatload of cash on the fourth round guy, because we can find his replacement in the fourth round. That's the bit here. You usually can't find your franchise quarterback in the fourth round, and you are waiting forever to find a franchise QB. At running back, as long as you take a few running backs every year, or one running back every year, or one running back every couple of years, you'll usually find one no matter where you pick them. Miles Sanders was a second-round pick. The Eagles said, yeah, we're not going to spend free agent money on you. And he goes to the Carolina Panthers. Because the Eagles go, and we can find Miles Sanders in the second round of the third round of the fourth round because we just found Miles Sanders in the second round. Elsewhere in that draft, David Montgomery went in the third round of the Bears. Devin Singletary went in the third round to the Bills. Damian Harris went in the third round of the Patriots. Are any of those guys a huge drop-off from Miles Sanders or Tony Pollard in those same situations? Now, Saquon Barkley might be a unique talent, a guy that has thighs the size of tree trunks and a guy that can run for power and speed and break off big plays. But guess what? The Giants didn't win anything with Saquon Barkley. He was a non-entity. Last year, certainly, they were at their best with him. But they also know that he's been injury-prone. So the bulk of investing the number two overall pick in the draft in your running back fielded you one playoff win. Again, that return is not worth it. So the point here is that the running backs are victims of their own success. Because they've been good and they have not been the number two overall pick like Josh Jacobs, like Tony Pollard, teams go, well, we can find you again. And when you are really successful and they ride you, by the back end of that, they go, well, we just used you. So we don't really need you anymore. We need the next guy to put the saddle on. It's a no-win for running backs, and they need to understand that, and their agents need to understand that, and they just need to take the best deal that they got and quit playing games, because these franchise tags, a year from now, they're not in any better situation to sign a longer-term deal. If I were their agents, I would say, take the money! The money!
It's about the money! M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Now, we can't actually say the city of the team that Saquon Barkley didn't come to an agreement with. We can just simply say, boop, boop. And we can't really say the radio station that Mraz will move to discuss this type of thing at length every day because there's a boycott, which we will address over the course of today's show. But I did see you tweet, Mraz, that you were happy that Big Blue did not get caught in the problems that previous regimes had with this situation. What do you mean?
Well, I mean that all these other teams are handling running backs the same way. So if you're not going to be in a bidding war with anybody, if you let that player go, then don't outbid out of loyalty and respect, because that's how you screw up your NFL salary cap, by not allocating the resources the right way. Saquon Barkley, for that team that happens to play in New Jersey, is now going to be...
The Garden State.
Yes, is now going to be, with this $10 million, total in his career, the third highest amount of money made of any current active running back in the NFL. Now you tell me, in comparison to your peers, he's been hurt a lot, is making the third most money over the course of the last 6 years of anybody who's still active in the NFL at your position... Is that the poor line in comparison to your peers? It's not. So it sucks. I feel bad for him that he can't get a long-term deal. But that's the nature of the business. And it's not as if he was some sixth-round player that got paid $500K all these years and they ran him into the ground. He was drafted second overall and had the fortune of making that kind of money in a rookie deal that other running backs don't make. So I feel less bad for him.
That's been a weird part of this as well, that the media has acted as though these guys have been wronged. And I don't feel that way. Number one, the franchise tag pays you the average of the top three salaries at your position.
Yes.
Wouldn't we all like to be paid the average of the three highest paid people in the country at our position? That would be very nice. But number two, you know, as you said, it's like, should we feel bad that they're not getting taken care of if they've made a lot of money already based on their rookie deal? He was drafted number two overall.
Right.
I don't think that empathy or feeling bad for these guys really gets you anywhere. And I don't really think it's necessary, because it's just all part of the economics of the game.
Exactly. And it should be noted, in Barkley's case, he turned down an in-season deal, two of them.
He did.
Where $13 million a year on average for at least the next 3 years was offered. Okay, including more guarantees. So you're talking about upwards of close to, when you start doing the math, 27, 28 guaranteed dollars. Everyone would figure that out. Well, look, you did a bad job. You misplayed your hand. You thought that you were going to be different than other running backs, and you weren't. So how can I feel bad for you when you could have made double and nearly triple of what you're going to make this year over the course of the next 2 or 3 years because you wanted to get to this point, knowing the franchise tag was likely? He got bad advice.
It was a mistake, but they're all getting bad right? advice. All of these running backs thought they were worth more, or the agents thought that they were worth more than they are.
And I can't take Derrick Henry seriously on Twitter last night. Maybe we'll just take the running back position out of the game then if we're not worth it. I mean, again, another guy, you're making a ton of money. You're still making a lot of money. I'm sorry that you're not getting the long-term security. But you're another player that's making a ton. These are not the guys we should be fighting for. A guy like Alvin Kamara that was a third rounder, he did get paid. But if somebody like that got ran through the ground and didn't get the salary, okay, I'll have that argument. I'll hear it more with Austin Eckler. I can't hear it for Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley.
But it's also at-will employment as well. It's not like they're being forced to play running back. If the moment they get drafted into the NFL, they're like, I'm not playing running back, change my position. Well, that'd be one thing. They're actively coached to be a running back. They like being a running back. It gets them paid on a rookie deal to be a running back. And then they're wondering why there's no more money. Well, because the next you is coming. You didn't say no to the rookie deal. So the next rookie's not going to say no to the rookie deal. I think the bigger question is, why do Barkley and Pollard and Jacobs think it's going to change a year from now? Why wouldn't they just take whatever deal is out in front of them yesterday, unless it's just pure ego wanting to win the negotiation? Like for Barkley, a year from now, the Giants are going to give him a different deal.
Well, that's it. 26 to 27 is a big... The fact that they didn't give him it now shows that they wouldn't give it to him then. I agree. And guess what? If you want that longer-term deal, even if the Giants aren't going to give it to you, you have no choice but to stay healthy and play really well. So that still remains a team for the a win for the team in the end. So I don't know what they're thinking. Maybe they're, you know, like you heard Austin Eckler to be in the clip, running backs think they can have their own sort of unionization within the union. I don't know what they think they can come up with, but buying time to figure that out for a year, maybe. But I'm with you. I don't think anything changes at all. And if they don't live up, any of those three guys get hurt and don't live up to it, well, then the team also looks like geniuses for not giving them the long-term deal.
The problem with all of these guys doing whatever they did yesterday, maybe they think in unison a year from now they can change the economics, the CBA, what have you. But their problem is it allows one more year of a rookie class for the Tony Pollards to happen. The fourth round guy that supplants the big guy that makes more money, and the team goes, okay, now you're our guy. It's not like this rookie class that's coming in won't have a Tony Pollard, a mid-round running back that ends up being very productive. It's not like you suddenly go, well, that position, I guess it doesn't exist anymore. Guys just still keep playing, and somebody's going to get 1,000 yards. Somebody's going to be productive in the red zone. Somebody's going to catch 50 passes out of the backfield, and they just become the next Tony Pollard and Josh Jacobs, et cetera.
Which is exactly why the morning after the draft, we came on here going, what are the Lions doing with Jahmyr Gibbs at 10th overall or whatever?
It's why every time I hear anybody bang the drum for the Falcons and Bijan Robinson, I'm going, you're lost. You're totally lost. Because what's the absolute best case scenario? That the Falcons become a dark horse NFC contender over these next 4 years with Bijan Robinson on a rookie deal, and then they're forced to spend a monster contract on it because you can't afford to let him go after you've just had all of this success, and now you're hamstrung at the running back position and the rest of your roster because you're forced to spend that money, or Bijan Robinson is a great player on a bad team, or you just end up exactly where you are today 4 years from now when his rookie deal is up, having to just jettison him because he was used up and he was good, but you need to fill other positions. He might be great, but unless you're winning a Super Bowl with that guy, it doesn't really make any sense to invest a high round pick on a player that you can probably replace with a much less valuable draft position whenever that time comes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome inside a Trash Tuesday, everybody. You can watch the show on YouTube, on Twitch. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel, or you can check us out at watchda.com. Our next guest joins us via Zoom on the simulcast. Mystery guest for the day, number one. He was at the controls during the evening years of CBS Sports Radio's The DA Show, 2015, 2016, into 2017. Joining us here on the program via Zoom is Jolton Joe D'Aloisio. Jolton Joe, good morning.
Damon, good morning. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jolton Joe. As you know, this is the final week of Meraz, heading into the sunset. So what are your memories of working alongside Meraz inside the fish tank?
Wow, actually, I can't believe he made it this long. 10 years?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Memories? Oh, wow, where do I even begin? I mean, you could start with the infamous bet. You could talk about Feed Up Fridays, a notorious staple of Meraz. I don't know if you knew about this, DA.
Tell me about Feed Up Fridays.
Yeah, Feed Up Friday was basically any Friday that you weren't there, and we would have some random guest host at the time. It wasn't Meraz. And he would literally just stay in the control room, pitch black, literally shoes off, feet up. Now, remember, this was a Meraz pre-kids. So he would take off his shirt. He'd be in his guinea tee, put his feet literally up in the control room and just eat a copious amount of different foods. And book the same guests.
Wow, I didn't know about Feed Up Fridays. This is news to me. So it was a vacation day when I wasn't in on a summer Friday.
Every day you weren't in was vacation day.
Let's go through the bet. Remember how angry he became at you because you hadn't eaten ice cream in a long time?
Yeah, I never met a human that got that upset over someone that doesn't eat ice cream. Mind you, I can't eat that much ice cream because if I do, I would be ridiculously ill.
And when you said you hadn't eaten ice cream in like 10 years, he was personally offended. He felt as though you were wasting your time on Earth. And he really was angry at you.
Well, I mean, that's why I look the way I do and he looks the way he does. Pretty simple. Don't put your hands up.
That's not right. I mean, I've lost a ton of weight. You look fatter than you did back then.
Yeah, I probably do, but you definitely don't look any skinnier.
Yes, I am. You got fat, I got thin.
Yeah, sure. The only difference here is I got hair now. Before I didn't.
So, Jolton Joe, how do you think Meraz will do in his new endeavor?
No, he'll be a fool over at the other station, too. I mean, nothing's going to change there.
Thanks.
Not wrong.
Now, they don't want him to go by Mraz. They want him to go by his real name. Do you think that that's a mistake?
What is his real name? I thought his name was Mraz. They're in for a rude awakening down the hall over there. I don't know if they know what they're into or what they're about to get.
Pete the Body believes that this is a superstar player that just signed a max deal and now will eat himself out of that contract. And it's kind of like Eddie Curry on the Knicks, that he's just going to crash and burn over there. Do you think is that possible?
Yeah, it's either going to be that or Jason Bay with the Mets or maybe, you know, Scherzer with the Mets at this point. Who the hell knows? Because they are in for a rude awakening. Nope. Are they going to make a meet?
I don't know. I don't know if they want the bits. He doesn't know if they want the bits. He doesn't know if they want the shtick.
Done being a food guy.
He says he's not going to be eating silly stuff on the air anymore.
You know, that's pretty ironic because one of the things I probably learned the most while working with Mraz was about food. Like, literally, I learned more than anything, everything I can possibly know about Chipotle. And I will give Mraz this. He did introduce me to the buffalo chicken slice. Buff chick.
I did. Buff chick.
I got to give him credit for that. I mean, I remember spending nights in that control room where he would be like, hey, Joe, you want to get buff chick? And I'd be like, no, I have ground turkey. But we would shave, and it changed my life. Buff chick changed my life.
We got a lot of pizza, me and Joe. A
lot of pizza.
Joe D'Aloisio was our audio engineer during the evening days when we were on 6 to 10 Eastern time. Before we let you go, Joe, any final salute to Mraz on his way out?
Mraz, in all honesty, everyone always kind of like, talks about how fat you are, how much of a slob you are. We all mean well. We all mean well. Congratulations. You deserve this. How you got this, I'm not sure, but we're rooting for you, pal.
Thanks, Joe. Go Gales.
Go Gales. Jolton Joe D'Aloisio. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one, DA.
You too. Jolton Joe works over at Iona College, formerly home of Rick Pitino, but home of the Gales. That was excellent.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
Listen to us on hundreds of affiliates nationwide and also on SiriusXM, channel 158. And on the free Odyssey app and the free CBS Sports app. Mraz, who are you trashing?
My final Trash Tuesday, I'm going to trash something I love, DA, Chick-fil-A. Gasp, I know.
Whoa.
It dawned on me that they are becoming very selfish. Last Sunday, I'm driving up a 4.5-hour trek from my house up to Lake George in upstate New York. And we had to pull off. Heavy rains, kids screaming, let's go off to this rest stop. And I pulled into a rest stop that had a Chick-fil-A. Now, I understand the Chick-fil-A's are closed on Sunday. That's a part of their whole thing, and I respect that. But what Chick-fil-A being closed on a Sunday does in locations like this, and they're popping up in rest stops everywhere, is it takes away a storefront of which there are probably only two or three. In this case, it was a Burger King, a Starbucks, and a Chick-fil-A. And Sunday, I don't know about the rest of you in America, feels like a pretty heavily road-traveled day for a lot of people coming back from places. So what happened? Burger King for the Morashes. 40 minutes it took to get two chicken sandwiches and a total of 16 chicken nuggets. And I don't even fault these Burger King workers. Now, it was a lack of hustle for sure. But everybody who's pulling off at this rest stop on a huge interstate, it's coffee at Starbucks or it's food at Burger King because Chick-fil-A has selfishly taken up one of the three areas you could have food and they're closed on Sunday. So I'm trashing Chick-fil-A not because you're closed on Sundays, but because you have no flexibility to be open at rest stops when Sundays are a necessity for rest stop food.
It's fair. Trash.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
It's fair.
I don't know if it's fair. It almost sounds like Sean's asking Chick-fil-A to do what he just criticized you for doing. Like a half-hearted commitment to something.
Then don't be in rest stops. There's enough Chick-fil-A's all over the country. You don't need to be in rest stops.
Only because at rest stops you are kind of like trapped for that. For those if you seek out Chick-fil-A, then, you know, that's your own fault. But you are kind of trapped if you're in a rest stop.
Yeah, and it's not fair to the other stores. Now, they might argue, well, we're getting more business on a Sunday,
which
is fine.
Maybe they should staff it better.
But a rest stop is also a part where, hey, you want to get in, get your food quick. You want to eventually get back on the road here. If I want to sit down for an hour, I'm going to go to a real restaurant, not be eating Burger King, which is what I was forced to do.
I feel like I've been in this rest stop. Is it two levels?
No. But I noticed them. Once I was keen on that, my whole trekking all over like the Griswolds, I noticed how many Chick-fil-A's are in rest stops with not a lot of backup behind them. And I just think it's a terrible establishment to have at a rest stop now. Especially because, again, it's not Wednesday. Sunday's a huge day on the road.
Well, shouldn't that be on the rest stop and not Chick-fil-A? Maybe bring in another restaurant and not Chick-fil-A.
Well, I mean, does the rest stop itself make money? I think it's just a landlord.
But that rest stop makes so much cash off of Chick-fil-A Monday through Saturday.
6 days, right.
They can't say no.
Right. But they'll make that same cash on a Wendy's.
I don't know. People seek out Chick-fil-A for miles around. I'll tell you this. This is a funny story. I stopped at a Lowe's and I was taking something out of my car to throw out. And I had a Chick-fil-A bag with me. And so I threw it out in the garbage can. And a guy comes up to me and goes, hey, just want to ask, is that from around here? And I'm like, no, it's from about 45 minutes away. I'm just cleaning out my car. He's like, oh, all right, man. That's how desperate people are for Chick-fil-A.
It's an allure.
They'll go. Hey, Pete, who are you trashing?
Well, this is Mraz's last week, so I'm going to get out a couple of Mraz trashes, just to clear out the inventory.
Nice.
Make sure we cover every base. I'm going to trash his stupid bucket hat from his trip. Mm-hmm. I'm going to trash the triple the work that we're all going to get because he's leaving. Mm-hmm. I'm trashing his smell in the control room. I'm trashing that he never brought back a Super Bowl tee from me and never brought back a bushel of potatoes from Boise. So trash you, get lost, get riddance, get lost.
Totally
but
gross, dude.
You.
Nice. I like that.
See you later, Pete.
Andrew Bogus, who are you trashing?
So I had this trash for last week, and then I piggybacked onto Boyle's trash, so I'm going to fire up again this week. I'm trashing the end game of fireworks. They look beautiful being shot in the sky. Kids love it. 4th of July, it's America. But now, because on my block, my neighbor's nice enough to host a huge party, buy the fireworks, shoot them off. I'm then part of the cleanup crew. So July 5th for me is now 2+ hours of leaf blowers and mops and brooms and garbage bags trying to get the last little bit of red paper or a little cardboard thing that was left from something falling from the sky. Yeah. I hate every second of it. I saw all of these drone setups instead of fireworks this 4th of July. Sign me up for that. There's no drone cleanup.
It's all lasers.
Yeah, please. Thank you very much.
Okay, trash.
Oh, break out the hazmat suit.
I'm trashing the inevitable hyperbole that just is wrapped around sports media constantly. And the Shohei Ohtani potential trade is out there, obviously. And I heard this tease. Is Shohei Ohtani getting traded the biggest move in sports history? And I'm like, wow, we're going there? The biggest move in the history of sports. Find out next. And I thought to myself, just a brief list off the top of my head. There's Babe Ruth, who literally changed the trajectory of two franchises. The Red Sox won championships with him. The Yankees didn't. He was traded. The Red Sox went into an 86-year drought, and the Yankees became the most famous and popular team of all time. How about the Minneapolis Lakers leaving? They leave the Twin Cities to become the Lakers of Los Angeles, kind of a seismic move. If you're looking at players, Wayne Gretzky leaving Edmonton, he creates Sun Belt hockey. Creates it. If he doesn't go to L.A., there's probably 6 or 7 fewer Sun Belt franchises in the NHL and youth leagues, etc. So generationally changes the trajectory of a sport. How about Bill Belichick leaving the Jets to go to the Patriots? So was there a dynasty that could have happened with the Jets that wouldn't have happened in New England? There's Kareem that leaves the Bucks after a championship and then wins 5 and goes to 8 with the Lakers. There's the Dodgers of Brooklyn being uprooted and moved to Los Angeles. like, there's seismic, massive moves. Could Shohei Ohtani be the most talented player to be traded? Sure. But his existence won't change the trajectory of a sport. And the Angels didn't win anything with him anyway. So I think we should back off the biggest move in the history of sports.
That's just human filth.
Some more trashes. Skipper Tim trashing insurance companies, specifically medical insurance. I've gone 3 weeks now without insulin because the insurance company won't authorize it. They want to pay less than what the pharmacy can buy it for. Hashtag trash him.
So frustrating.
Steven in South Carolina trashing his son as a huge Titans fan. I told my son they had signed DeAndre Hopkins. He gets super excited and say, I hope they win a Super Bowl while I'm young. He's 10. I've sat in misery for 38 years waiting for one. Hashtag get him out.
That's a dumpster dive.
Carla with a K trashing the, quote, bosses for moving Mraz.
Illegal dumping.
Cigar-smoking dude is trashing this boycotted city for stealing Mraz. We should sue him. I'm undefeated against New York attorneys, 22-0. Hashtag, bring him back.
What a beatdown.
Mariana trashing everyone who voted in the poll yesterday and chose more sports over more Mraz. There will always be more sports. We only have Mraz for a limited time. Hashtag, stinky debris.
Are those maggots?
J.D., not Jolton Joe D'Aloisio, trashing Mraz for leaving the show. It won't be the same. Good luck, buddy. Hashtag, where does the salt go?
We're eroding.
Timbo Slice is trashing time. Everything has to come to an end. So is Mraz. I'm going to miss you, man. I don't want this week to end.
Stinky debris.
Ostrich Eyes is trashing the aliens who don't enjoy Mraz. Yeah, they're out there. You think you're safe when Mraz leaves? Nope. Mraz lives on forever.
I'm getting queasy.
You think you're safe? What does that mean?
Can I also point out, too, for people who have been tweeting about that they're going to follow Mraz to the new show, which they should. I want to remind
them.
Well,
we'd like them to stay here on CBS Sports Radio.
This is my point. You can listen to both. He's not going to a competing, the same time slot. You don't have to leave us to go with Sean. You can still listen to us in the morning and then get your Sean fix in the afternoon. It's not a zero-sum thing.
That's true, although we would like them to listen to Maggie and Perloff afternoons here on CBS Sports
Radio.
Put
that show on a different radio in a different room just so it's there to be theoretically heard.
Or listen to one in podcast.
Either way, or people acting as if they can't listen to us because they need to listen to Mraz instead. It's not like that.
They're also going to get tired of the Mets bullpen talk real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and who the hell is Sean?
Look, this is the unfortunate reality. If you want to follow Mraz to listen to him, more power to you, of course. You know, he's amazing at what he does. But you're going to get a heavy, heavy diet of New York minutia and apparently Sean Morash, not Mraz.
Yeah.
So he says he's not the food guy anymore. So no recipes, no eating, no farting, no pooping, none of that.
All corporate.
So does the food guy goes into effect on the 24th? Because the food guy was eating an ice cream cone while taunting me about a Saquon Barkley take yesterday on social media.
I forgot I ate an ice cream cone yesterday. I was just going to say I haven't eaten ice cream in a week. I had a cone yesterday.
I've never
on social media.
Right. I've never trusted those statements from you. You like to make them often. Like, I haven't eaten this. And then we remind you that you just had McDonald's or Wendy's. Yeah.
Backwards Brian is trashing Brian Baker for feeding Chris Taylor a steady diet of fastballs for him to pick and choose, which he'd send for a grand slam to blow the Orioles' win streak. Send this guy to the Long Island Ducks. Hashtag throw a slider.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
The great at mailman at your hold snapper says, I'm trashing the Baconator Mraz. Here one last time. Leave the tennis takes to Tom Doyle, please. Hashtag I'll miss you. Hashtag sort of.
Overflowing landfill.
RN is trashing DA and WFAN. I can barely tolerate the theft of Mraz. Now they're grasping at DA, and DA, don't look them in the eye. Don't engage. like it's a bear. Trash Tuesday.
Splash Brothers. More like the Trash Brothers.
Dixie Landan trashing the guy at the softball tournament Saturday that was walking around with a pint of Mad Dog 2020 and chasing it with Jack while heckling umpires. That's a disaster waiting to happen. He eventually got ejected from the grounds for screaming, "Bleep you, Blue."
Warm, sizzling garbage.
That's a little bit worse than "Go Big Blue."
Why now do you love that?
Well, because I've had to find a way to not say the football team in New York. And so instead of the G-Men thing, I've said Big Blue. And I
go
just
Big
keep,
Blue.
I just keep thinking about your drop. Go Big Blue.
Go Big Blue.
By the way, Mad Dog 2020, if you get into one of those, you're in for a day.
That's a good year, though. It's a good vintage.
Yeah, that's the vintage of Mad Dog. Yeah. I used to partake in college because that was a very cheap buzz. Orange Jubilee, strawberry banana or whatever there was. Whew. That's a day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
And Soundcheck is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare? Want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Welcome back, everybody. Soundcheck begins with Joel Embiid. Does he want to stay in Philly to win that elusive title?
Just want to win a championship. You know, whatever it takes. I don't know what that's going to be, whether it's in Philly or, you know, anywhere else. You know, I just want to have a chance to accomplish that. I want to see what it feels like to win that first one and then you can think about, you know, the next one.
Everyone is focusing on the fact that he said, I want to win a championship here or anywhere else, as though this portends him shooting his way out of town eventually. I think this is much ado about nothing. I think the reality has always been for star players of the NBA who have watched all of these players before them, superstars, decide when they want to stop playing. And let's be careful here about throwing LeBron into that mix. LeBron has left teams to go to other teams, but never while he's been under contract. He's only signed free agent deals. He has never shot his way out of town. So, a guy like Joel Embiid inevitably is going to be challenged in that very same vein every single year that the Sixers don't win a championship. Do you want to try to do it here? Or do you want to have to leave to go do it? And I don't think him saying that feels to me that it's any closer to a reality. It was always a reality, no matter if he said that or not. Here's LSU head coach Brian Kelly, SEC Media Days. What about that family?
I think my accent's pretty good.
and it's gotten better, you know, throughout the recruiting process. It depends on where I'm. If I'm in northern Louisiana or southern Louisiana, sometimes I get over Lake Charles. It's got to change a little bit.
I'm here with my family.
Look, you got to own it. He's doing the right thing by owning it, but it doesn't take away the fact that it happened. Brian Kelly will always be uncomfortably awkward in my eyes because of that. He tried to fake a Southern accent despite being a Boston guy that has no Boston accent. He certainly doesn't have an LSU accent. Certainly doesn't have a Bayou accent. And he tried to doll one up to get more applause from the fans or love from the fans. And he got caught red-handed acting like an idiot. And you can't erase it. And now, after that, you've got to try to put the genie back in the bottle, but it never goes back in. Forever, you're going to be Family Guy. Family Guy. And finally, here is one dad on TikTok who shares a feeling that probably most dads would if they found out their wife was pregnant with a fourth child.
Stop playing with me. Amisha, no.
I'm not playing.
No, yes, you are. I'm not. No.
I'm not.
No, babe!
I'm not.
Babe, I'm not joking. No! 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 It's not. Not I'm not pranking! Anissa, you. Babe, I'm not joking. Don't do this to me. Please, babe. Please tell me you're just joking. No!
Is this a bad joke? Please. Please tell me it's a joke. No, baby. No!
I haven't seen. Please tell me you're joking. No!
I haven't seen this video. Does he know he's being filmed?
It looks like it's shot very low, that he's very unaware, and I think she knew that his reaction was going to be, we cannot be having another kid here. Which just sucks that this is the TikTok generation, you know, like a dad has to be filmed at his weakest moment that'll be played back for the fourth kid forever.
Yeah.
But let's be real, we can all relate to this dad going, are you kidding me?
Whoa, it's a girl.
Oh, no! No!
That would probably be my reaction.
I'm only 8 weeks into number one, and that would definitely be my reaction.
No!
The agony, the pain. He's watching his paycheck get lit on fire. He's watching another couple of years of no sleep. He's watching another college education. He's watching more drinking nights with his buddies or football days with his friends or just quiet nights at the house. Again, getting toasted, burned, evaporating in front of his very eyes.
No!
A fourth child? No, honey, tell me that you're joking. No!
No!
All right, welcome everybody to the Trash Tuesday edition of this final week of Meraz here on the DA Show. You can always watch the show, and I highly encourage you to do so because our next guest is in studio with us. You can watch at YouTube, go to the CBS Sports Radio channel. You can also watch on Twitch, the CBS Sports Radio channel there, or at watchda.com, that's mobile friendly. She is an international model of fame and fortune. She's been a friend of the DA Show for a long time. She has helped us regenerate some of our friends and coworkers' wardrobes. And she went to college as a classmate with Meraz. Joining us in studio is the great, beautiful, and talented Lisa Ramos.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm really good. I had a really good cup of coffee this morning, and I'm happy to be in New York.
So excellent.
Really good.
Excellent. Now, you're originally from New York,
yes.
From Queens,
yes,
but
yes.
You don't live here anymore. You've
I'm all over the place these days, but yeah, pretty much here and Europe, but mostly here now.
And you do most of your modeling in Europe?
Not anymore. No, I'm more here now. This is where my work is now, so I'm going to be here for a long time.
But
yeah.
Boy, you saw all the sights and sounds of Europe and fashion weeks and all these. Mm-hmm. That must be incredible to travel that much.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's so fun, but I always am homesick for New York no matter where I go live. Like, I've lived in Miami, LA, London, Paris, and I'm just like, I need to go home.
Really?
It's not the same anywhere else.
Well, the pizza.
Oh, the pizza. Honestly, I've had good pizza in other places. I have not been to Italy, believe it or not. But yeah, the pizza here is just unmatched.
And somehow you have always kept it an incredible figure despite eating tons of pizza.
I know. I'm really, really blessed like that. I don't know how. I eat so much pizza. It's actually crazy.
You post it on Instagram all the time. Yeah. All the pizza that you eat.
Yeah.
And you've known us for, I think, 6 or 7 years now. We started having you on the show, I think, 2015 or something like that.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
Maybe 2016.
Because Sean reached out to me, and then
he's
like, hey, I'm on the radio now. And I'm like, because, you know.
You were eating tons of pizza back then.
Yep.
And I know you and I had a conversation like, maybe one day you won't be able to eat a ton of pizza, but you still get to eat a ton of pizza.
I think I'm always going to eat a ton of pizza unless I'm, like, allergic or something.
You are the sweetest, because I reached out to you and I said, hey, it's Sean's final week. Would you like to come into the studio and say goodbye? And you're like, absolutely. You cleared the deck.
Yes.
So you're a total sweetheart. Thank you for doing this.
Of course. I had to. I'm a friend of the show, and Sean's always been so nice to me. Every time I want to come on, I'm like, hey, can I come on? I need to talk about this. And he's like, yeah, come on in.
Now, take us back, Meraz, to when you guys first met. What's the first day or experience you guys have together?
Well, definitely college kids wearing sweatpants online for a class, some kind of web design class, and she was standing in front of the, you know, that first day of college classes where it's awkward, everybody's standing there, and you just kind of got to sit next to strangers or whatever. Lisa's kind of cute. I think I'm just going to sit next to her. And that was it. And we had fun from, you know, a class from there on forward.
When you say online, it wasn't an online class.
No. Like, standing on a physical line. People used to do that for college, where you stood on a physical line.
To wait for the class?
Yeah, the classroom opens. The teacher opens that first day.
Before the
it's not like you have assigned seats in college. You just kind of sit wherever. Okay. And me and Lisa sat next to each other and hit it off from there.
Yeah, the whole semester, we would just chit-chat. Sometimes I was late. But I would show up looking a mess. I didn't look how I put together like I look now. Like, it was like Uggs.
Same.
Yeah, we were just a mess. So in the old Westbury.
And what class was it?
I don't remember the name. It was
like a graphic design class or something like that.
I think it was something I needed for my media and communications degree.
We were just on the computer, like, making little graphics. And he always did stuff like giant stuff. And he showed me his giant's tattoo.
Uh-huh. So, I was really trying to impress back then.
And so did you take it for the actual experience, or you guys just needed it for course credits?
I think it was just an elective we needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't recall ever taking a college class I felt like I wanted to or needed to take.
Same.
It was just about getting that degree.
Yeah, I didn't even get my degree. I dropped out.
You never did?
No.
Did you ever graduate from anywhere?
No.
Wow.
I'd say it worked out, Lisa.
I think I'm okay, but...
Definitely. And that's kind of a good lesson maybe for people that don't have a direction in college necessarily.
Right. I'm not discouraging people from going to school if they want to.
Yeah.
But if you're not sure, why waste money and then have to, like, go back again? I actually know someone, a friend of the family, who went all through law school, took everything, became a lawyer, and decided it wasn't for him. And now he has, like, all that debt.
That's a lot of debt in a lot of years.
And he's not, and a lot of studying and everything, and now he's not even practicing law.
Wow.
It's nuts.
And I would argue that me finishing school and getting a degree is even more of an argument against getting one.
Why?
Well, I mean, I still was successful, and I think I'm proof that you don't need to pay attention in college. So either way, two pillars.
Things you can do so much without. Where did you graduate from?
Syracuse.
Oh, okay, right. Hello. I know that from your Instagram. You're a big Cuse, like, enthusiast, no?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, I'm proud that I went there. The sports, though, have been bad, so I don't, like, there's no rah-rah pom-pom stuff.
Okay, because I see your posts all the time, but I remember you being up in that area a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I visit up there and speak to the class, and we had a campus event, an alumni event, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sean laughed when I said that. I don't know if it's just.
Because he thinks I wave the banner.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa, and when you said, oh, yeah, that's right, because you know when somebody went to Syracuse because they tell you. That's like the on.
Syracuse, yeah. Orange.
That's right. The big furry orange ball that has eyes and legs.
Mm-hmm.
So where were you last in terms of traveling?
The Hamptons. But I've been before New York.
I want to ask you the Hamptons.
Okay. Yeah. Before that, I was in Mykonos for a wedding.
Oh, cool.
Not Mykonos. What am I talking about? Santorini.
Even better.
Yeah.
Greece.
Greece. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, I was in Lake George and Sesame Place, Lisa. So, I mean, Mykonos, Santorini, tomato, tomato, huh?
So you were in the Hamptons because you were at the famous now Michael Rubin July 4th party.
Yeah.
And you posted on your Instagram some of the pictures from this. And this, in the sports world, I guess the entertainment world in general.
Yeah.
It was just massive. But in the sports world, everybody who was everybody was there.
Mm-hmm.
You've been around famous people for a long time now. Was there right. anybody there that you were like, wow, I can't believe I'm around that person?
Not really. It was just like everywhere I looked, there was someone. I'm like, oh, so-and-so's here. And then I would go get a margarita. And I'm like, oh, so-and-so's here. And then I would go talk to my friend. And I'm like, oh, so it was just everywhere you look, there was somebody that you were like, oh, yeah, you recognize.
I felt connected to this party because Lisa was at this party. And this is a party of true royalty, entertainment, sports royalty. And she was there. I'm like, wow, it kind of feels like we've got a friend at this party, which is pretty epic.
Yeah, like Instagram-y stuff that we saw where we're like, this person knows us and they're posting it there. So by virtue, we felt cooler, for yeah, sure.
Really? Oh yes. My God, that's funny. But you guys, remember Camille?
Camille came in with you.
Yes, and that's time. her party. That's her and Michael's party at right. their house.
For those that don't yeah. know, Camille and Lisa are very good friends, have yeah. been for a long time. Camille came in for Extreme Jakeover, I think.
No, we came in to talk about our podcast.
Oh, that's right. The podcast.
Pizza and Chill. Yeah, well, we had that going
on. Pizza and Chill
yeah.
podcast. And Camille ended up dating Michael Rubin and then getting married to Michael.
Well, that she's been with him for way longer before that. They've
oh,
been
is
together.
That right?
Yeah, over like, I think 6 or 7 years. I think 7 years now. So they've been together for a long time.
Because Semi recently had a kid with him. Right?
They have two kids. Together, okay. two children together. And then there's Michael's oldest, who's her stepdaughter.
When she came into studio, I think they were dating, but they had only been dating for maybe a year or so.
No, they had been dating for years at that point.
A longer time than
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah, yeah.
So Camille and Michael Rubin are together, and this is the party that they throw. So mm-hmm. you're kind of a VIP because you know Camille so well. So yeah. How do they execute a guest list like this? Because if you don't get invited to this, you're crushed. Not you, I'm saying. Anybody.
It's just, honestly, they're close. I say close friends, but it's all friends of them and people they actually know. So just who they look and love, I guess. And
but do you have to be careful about plus ones?
Some people don't get plus ones.
Okay. And
that's just because of the capacity issue and the fire department. You can't just have everyone bring in a plus one because they don't want the party to get shut down.
Yep.
Right.
And so how do you get an invitation to Tom Brady? How do you get an invitation to Kim Kardashian? How do you physically get to them?
Those are their friends. They are in communication with them regularly. It's just,
wow.
Yeah, those are friends of Camille and Michael, so it's just easy for them to text or send an invite.
What was an athlete that was there that we were like, wow, how did he get in? Maybe a Tobias Harris?
Well, as far as like on the lower end of the athletes?
Yeah, how did that person get into the party?
Not nice.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a Tobias Harris, though he is a Long Island guy, so that's okay. easy for him. That's a good one.
I guess there was a couple of NBA players that people were surprised were there.
Well, he's also a Sixer,
right?
And Michael used to part own them, right? It's like
yeah.
all the
good
Sixers
call.
Were there.
Good
exactly.
call.
Yeah, true. I was going to say, anyone who played for Philly previously, Michael is like really good friends with. Again, he was part owner, so that's how.
I'm gotcha. Still stuck on having a party at your house that you have to be afraid of the fire department coming and shutting it down for
well,
size.
Yeah, that's the type
Must
of
be part. Nice. It's a good problems.
Have you been to Bob's Bar?
Yeah, Bob's Bar is a good example of this.
Wait, I actually saw that on your Instagram. What's going on with the Bob's Bar stuff? I just want to know. Is it like a whole event or?
Well,
wow. Wait, just to stop you,
question.
Somebody who's at Michael Rubin's 4th of July party is asking us, I saw this on Instagram. What's the deal here with Bob's Bar?
Yeah, because I see your guys' posts. Like, I love Sean's posts with his family stuff. And I'm like, oh, it's so like wholesome and nice, and I see your stuff, so I see everything.
Yeah, well, Bob's Bar is the outdoor bar that Mraz's dad built outside
oh, you're
their
kidding.
Home.
Yes.
I thought it was like a public place that
right.
people can go to.
It looks like that, but Bob and Nancy, Mraz's parents, invite anybody in the neighborhood to come to their outdoor bar. And we talk about it so much on the show that we invited our listeners 2 years in a row to come visit. If they wanted to make the flight or the drive,
oh my
just come
gosh.
Visit. And so what you saw a month and a half ago or so, a little over a month ago, those were just listeners that came to party with us on a Friday out at his parents' house.
Oh, wow. Well, that's so nice of you, Sean.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, look, you tell Michael, Camille, they're looking for another location next year. I'm sure Bob would love to have them.
That could be the B party.
Exactly.
The overflow.
Exactly.
That could be like the after party.
That's where Tobias Harris shows up and he's like, wait, what? Who's Randy?
Randy in Alabama made the white party? Now, is there anybody at the door that has to make sure that everybody's in white? Like, is there clothing violations at this party?
There are multiple checkpoints for security and multiple, there's like security on the roof even. Like, it's just, security's very tight and yeah, you have to wear white.
What happens if you don't?
I guess you don't come you in. Don't I don't, nobody,
you gotta
nobody
turn around?
Tried that. I don't know, nobody tried that. Everyone knew to wear white.
How did you decide what you would wear? This is a huge party.
I had a few options. I ordered like 5 dresses.
Really?
Yeah, and only 2 of them came in and I picked the best one. Yeah.
Okay. Because this is a big deal. Like, you've got to make sure you got the right thing for this party.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really fun for me and our group of friends. And we're always like, I mean, we do this for every event. But we're like, what are you going to wear? What are you going to wear? I'm going to wear this. And, you know, Camille gets like fully styled. A lot of girls get fully styled by like stylists and stuff. But I just wore something that I ordered.
Who were you most impressed by what they wore?
There was actually, I don't even know her name, but there was like a woman there who looked super chic and she was like in her 40s or 50s and I had to compliment her, but I don't know who she was. That's the annoying part. But I know she had to have been someone in the fashion world or something.
Yep. Was there an athlete that you're like, damn, that guy's got, he's got good fashion. He's got good taste.
No. But I will say Tom Brady is very nice and normal and relaxed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He does feel like that type of guy, right?
Yeah.
Like if you saw him in a social situation, he seems like a pretty normal guy.
Yeah, just nice and, you know, good, calm energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there some people there that you could tell this was their first really important party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were, yeah. But I'm not going to say who, but yeah, no. There were, of course. People get really excited and... You know, it's also the 4th of July, which is exciting, and
right.
It's the Hamptons, which is exciting, and yeah, just a bunch of things going on.
I think the bigger question is, did we misplay you and Camille coming in that day? Could we have continued the relationship to finagle us into the party by now? Did we drop
know.
The ball there?
Maybe you guys needed to have us in a little bit more
right?
often.
I do have a question, though. All those famous people there, it's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Are we doing like a fireworks show out in the back lawn? Is like Tom Brady running, lighting the firecracker, running back with the barbecue lighter like I'm doing in the street?
Yeah, Brady's got the rolling candle up.
No, it's me doing it. No, I'm just kidding. They have like a whole pyrotechnic, whatever that's called.
That's cool.
Team doing all like the fireworks show.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a huge production.
Over the water, I guess?
I think it was over the... Yeah, probably. Like on the Bayside.
That incredible house overlooks the water, the shore.
Right.
So it's right on the beach.
Right, yeah. So the fireworks were crazy good, of course.
Did anybody get too drunk?
I kind of overdid a little bit. A little bit. I'm a lightweight and I was just like, you know, it was hot. I was having fun with my friends, so I couldn't have maybe one too many margaritas, but only one too many. You know when it's like not bad, but you're like, the next day, you're like, okay, maybe I need to drink water. Yeah.
I think I would be totally paranoid if I went to a Michael Rubin party. There's all these celebrity athletes and celebrities in general. And I'm just like, free beer, free high-end cocktail, free everything.
Yeah.
I'll just keep doing it. And then suddenly you wake up the next day, you're like, oh my God, did I make a jackass out of myself?
You got to play
on the beach.
I mean, I hate to pat myself back. I was at Justin Timberlake's album release party. I had this dilemma.
True.
I was the least important person there, and I just played it cool. You got to just...
Played it cool.
Water beer.
Okay.
Always have a beer in your hand looking cool.
Oh.
You
is
can't
that,
get
is that a real story?
Yeah.
So you didn't overdo it at that party?
No, not at all. And I was 100% the least important person there.
Oh, but you just wanted to make sure you didn't.
Yeah, I wanted to look cool drinking, but make sure I wasn't tripping over myself.
That's a really good trick I use at events, too.
Yeah.
I like drink one full drink, and then I just hold the second one. So, you know what I mean? Looks like you're doing something.
I did shots with Ciara that night. You might have heard of her.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
He thinks he had a chance with her that night.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I definitely did, Lisa.
You did?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
Thank you.
Oh, I don't think I was prepared to answer this morning. She seemed to enjoy my company. You know, you could tell there was some flirtatious stuff. Russell was acting a little, I call him Russell. He was acting a little odd.
Note that she was dating Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
at the time.
And he was there.
Who
yeah,
he was there.
And I could just tell deep down if she didn't feel like she had to keep up the image of being with a quarterback, she might be a chubby chaser, as we like to call them.
Oh, my goodness.
And she did tell me at the end, Sean, have a good night.
Okay.
So she's a nice person.
She's a nice person.
Yeah. Wow. So Lisa thinks no shot. Okay.
No, I don't. I just, she's just being nice. She was just being nice.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
Correct. And wow. People can think you're funny, but not want to date you, not be physically attracted to you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Mraz doesn't think that there's any difference between the two.
I am, Sean. Don't worry.
That if somebody laughs at him, he immediately thinks that they're sexually attracted to him.
No, there's a difference between laughing and flirting.
That's true. There is a difference between laughing and flirting. Yeah. But not all laughing means flirting.
Well, I know that. I mean, D.A.'s not flirting with me every day.
But I think if a female laughs at you, you think that they're into you.
No, that's not. My wife laughs at my jokes all the time.
She's not into you.
Exactly. No, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. Man, I'm really.
So Mraz actually did go to this party. It was at the Super Bowl.
Oh,
it
was at the Super Bowl.
And there was one of our producers who was invited through Tiki Barber.
Yeah.
And then Tiki said no, and so this producer had a plus one, so we brought Mraz.
How fun.
And it was at Prince's Twin Cities Palace, right? It was in Minneapolis.
I got in with Tiki's pass, and then Tiki talked his way back in later on anyway.
So this was at Prince's huge
Paisley
mansion.
Place.
Oh,
Paisley
wow,
place.
That's crazy.
And Justin Timberlake had an album release, and so there were all these famous people, and Mraz did end up, I wasn't invited, he did end up hanging with Ciara and Russell Wilson, hanging in air quotes, but he really does believe.
Well, he was. I mean, yeah, you're at the same party. You're having drinks together.
Yeah, we're in the same inner circle. Yeah, we knew the same
exactly.
People.
You got mutual friends.
Yeah.
But Ciara, he really thinks that he had a chance with Ciara.
No, he doesn't. He's just kidding.
No, he doesn't. No, he's not.
No, like, I have never said this about other famous people. I'm telling you, we had a connection that night. We had a connection, and I knew it.
Okay, I believe you then.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
If you say that, you never say that about others.
I don't.
Okay. I believe you then.
She's also a nice person. Like
she
Ciara,
is.
Yeah.
She's so nice. Damn it.
Bogues has a headlines here to do. So why don't we do that? And Lisa will stay with us. We don't have to take a break right now. So Lisa Ramos is in studio for Mraz's final week of shows here.
Guys, it's almost like winning the actual NBA title. The Cavaliers, the best team in Vegas this summer, taking last night's finale from the Rockets 99-78 to leave Sin City with a 6-0 record. Isaiah Mobley put up 28 points and 11 boards. But Houston's first-round pick Cam Whitmore was named Summer League MVP. We heard Joel Embiid in soundcheck finally. He says the Philly or anywhere else comment was just him being a troll. He should maybe yell that into a doorbell camera next time. The Athletic says Embiid has expressed no such sentiment to Sixer management. They actually believe he wants to finish his career in Philly. But The Athletic does say the relationship between James Harden and Daryl Morey is definitely severed. Maybe this is significant NFL news. Aaron Donald's a 99 Madden for a record 7th time. That breaks his tie with Peyton Manning. EA Sports revealing rankings position by position this week as we near the game's release. Enjoy him while you got him. Shohei Ohtani, homer number 35, a 2-run shot, bottom 7 to tie the Yankees at 3. Phil Nevin gets to manage him just for a little bit longer.
Whenever your superstars and your, you know, we know what he is for us and really the whole league and all of baseball worldwide, when they step up in moments like that and have something like that happen, what it does for the whole place. But you guys have to understand what it does for our dugout, too. It's massive.
The Angels won 4-3 in the 10th on an RBI single. The Yanks have now dropped 7 of 9. They are 15-20 since Aaron Judge hurt his toe. And back in the NFL, 8 teams have rookies reporting to training camp today. That list includes the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens, and the Giants. Guys, back to you.
All right, what we're going to do here is play the epic fail now so we have more time on the back end with Lisa Ramos. Earlier in the morning, Mraz thought that the Village People were called the Macho Man.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
My cousin went to Duke. That's why I wanted to go to Duke. If he could do it, I could do it. He was also a naval engineer.
So dumb. Like, dumb. Dumb.
You by the way, navel's not artist. Belly button in this scenario.
No, okay. No, like the Macho Man song, in the Navy. He was doing that.
He was doing show tunes?
By the Macho Man.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah.
No, Macho Man. The group.
He means
they did YMCA.
The group Macho Man?
The Village People.
That's the Village People. And
that's right.
They do that every night at Yankee Stadium. How do you not know that one?
Yeah, right. The Village People. I don't know why I call them the Macho Man.
And they did songs Macho Man and
oh, that was
In
song.
The Navy.
In the Navy. That's what I meant. Not naval, like your navel cavity.
Do you have any problem with that?
I just thought it was in the bloodline.
Look, I'm a naval engineer. He's just shifting his belly around.
It's like that Phillies fan that has the Philly Fanatic tattooed around his belly button. Naval engineer, right here.
Give me another beer.
I can make it big. I can make it flat. I can make it wobble.
I can make it talk.
Yeah. Engineer this navel.
You know that song by the Macho Man?
I'm the Macho Man Randy Savage, and me and Gene Okerlund, I'm gonna be your co-host. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. In the Navy.
Yeah, Randy Savage wrote that song.
Ooh, me and Miss Elizabeth going to the Navy. Yeah. We're in the Navy now. And I'll tell Hulk Hogan that arm of the armed forces isn't as...
This is a terrible...
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
My Macho Man became a pirate pretty quickly. There.
You gave up like Jody giving up on the phone number the other
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah. The poll question today, do you get angry at people who don't eat ice cream? 73% of you are sane human beings, and they say, no!
What?
Data tells us it takes about 50 licks to finish one scoop of ice cream. Vanilla and chocolate make up over half of ice cream sales in the U.S. I would have thought higher than that. Mraz got angry at Sesame Place when the theme park ran out of Cookie Monster's blue soft serve ice cream, and Mraz also ate ice cream 4 times out of 6 days on his vacation. That's data. Lisa Ramos is with us here in studio for Mraz's final week of shows. They were friends back in college in a unnamed class neither one of them remember.
Which, yeah.
Wow, that's bad.
It is.
We've lived a lot since then. That's
yeah.
why.
But what's most importantly is we remembered each other.
Yes.
Exactly.
Than what
yeah.
we learned.
And
yeah.
Lisa's been kind enough to come into the show a number of times over the years. We helped Jacob Wilkins get back on his feet after he looked like a homeless man in that chair.
Still looks homeless.
And
less homeless, though.
Helped Shep get back on his feet as well,
yep.
fashion-wise. So, Lisa, what will be your final memories of Mraz on the radio here on the DA show? What will you take away?
I don't know. It's just always been nice and fun and easygoing here. And I'm glad Sean was the first one to invite me to come on here. And then I became friends with the show. So it's really nice to have been able to come on here. And also, I'm very happy for you, Sean, that you're
Thank you.
Getting your promotion. It's a promotion.
Yes. yes.
A big
yep.
thing. A big
yes.
deal.
Yep.
That's
yes.
amazing. Congratulations.
Contrary to popular belief. Thank
no,
you.
No, that's amazing. yes. It's a promotion.
Yes.
So
it
that's
is.
Amazing. It's a bittersweet moment for all of you because now you're not going to see each other as often.
Exactly.
Which you guys are now going to have to make an effort to be friends because sometimes men don't do that. They don't like make an effort to like do coffee or do dinner. You're going
right.
to have to do that to keep in touch.
Right. Make an effort. Yeah.
That is like, that might be the best advice she's leaving
us
with.
That is really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Which means like the Bob's Bar thing has to keep going so that we all have an excuse to keep coming together.
In case you haven't noticed, he cares way more about my dad's bar than me.
I thought that was a real place. In...
It is a real
is.
Place.
You can't find it on Yelp, but it is a real
yeah,
place.
Exactly. It's like a speakeasy.
Yeah, it looks, yeah. You can host like illegal poker games there or something.
Already did.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Dark tournaments. For
it's
sure.
the hottest club on the South Shore of Long Island.
It is.
Bob's Bar.
What part of Long Island are you in?
We can't say.
Oh, you can't say.
Okay. That's West Babylon. I'm Bayshore. They're right by
Oh,
shore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
always in Long Island.
Unlike your fancy house in Hamptons, I'm a good mile and a half from the Bay.
Oh, I have family in Long Island. I'm always
yeah.
in Long Island.
Yeah.
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 So.
Well, if you find yourself in need of an after party of a Michael Rubin West Hamptons jaunt, then there's always Bob's Bar.
Yeah, I can go to Sean's house. Sean's dad's house.
yes, please. I only wanted Lisa to come to my parents' house 20 years ago, but now I do.
I'll show up with a few people.
Is there anything you're working on that you want to promote for our listeners?
Not right now. There are things I'm working on, but not
okay.
that I'm going to talk about.
Let us know all the social media channels our listeners can find you at.
Instagram, LisaAramos. And then on there, there's a list of other places if you care enough.
Have you done the jump over to
Threads?
Yeah, I did that like on day 2, and I was glued to my phone because it was so much fun.
Yep.
And now it's just regular. But I haven't been on Twitter in over a week.
And TikTok?
I'm on there sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you guys on Threads?
Yeah, we all made the jump as well, but I think it was really exciting the first 48 hours, and now it's kind of just a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thanks to Lisa Ramos, Pete the Body Bilotti, Mraz, Bogish, Cap. I'm DA. We'll see you tomorrow. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.